Welcome back to Sips and Tips Podcast, Season 3, Episode 2, as I was just told. This is the podcast where each week we're going to mix up a cocktail and then we're going to fix all your problems. I'm Kitch.
And I'm Andrea.
And today we are mixing up a fall-themed drink called Sweater Weather, which we tried at the Dog Patch Restaurant here in Edmonton, down in the River Valley. Cute little brick building that we went exploring one night and tried out. And we found the recipe on
SipsNibblesBites.com.
SipsNibblesBites.com. And it just looks funny when I'm reading it off the computer screen. SipsNibblesBites.com.
So before we get into the drink, just a reminder to like and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and of course, the TikTok.
The TikTok, as all the cool kids say these days.
It was written for me to have to say it as
that's right.
The
I was going to capitalize the whole the, but I didn't.
This world.
And yeah. Please remember to share the podcast with your friends wherever you listen to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. And if you have a few extra seconds, just jot down a little review. It would be quite lovely to see Sips and Tips climb up the rankings. Even with my sharp S's, I think we can do it. Holy, am I ever whistly tonight. I don't know what's going on. Holy. Okay, so let's get into this drink we're going to try this evening.
Okay, so this one is probably not going to be my favorite, but we will see if I will get through it.
I think I'm going to love it.
So it is 2 ounces of bourbon, and we used the Maker's Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I've never tried it, but it's supposedly smooth, so hopefully it's smooth enough that I can drink this drink.
Mm-hmm.
1 ounce of Galliano liqueur, which I've never tried. It smells really good.
It smells amazing, yep.
1 sugar cube with 2 dashes of Angostura bitters. And then garnish with an orange zest, which we did not do. We actually added a little bit of cinnamon, which was the recipe from the Dog Patch had cinnamon.
Right.
So I did that. So we just put the sugar cube and Angostura bitters in the old-fashioned glass, and we muddled it, added ice, and we have our nice square ice cubes now.
Yes, I got square ice cube molds for my birthday.
Your birthday,
yes. Because round ones just don't do it anymore.
Expensive $12 gift.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Well, it was awesome, so I don't care how much it cost. It was a great gift.
And then we added the bourbon and Galliano and stirred, and we garnished with some cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
So am I going to try this one first?
Yeah, I want to see your face. You try it first.
I'm sure. It's
gonna be lovely. And then after you try
I'm hoping there's so much sugar in here.
And give us your synopsis, then I'll try it, and I'll give you mine.
All right.
Sweater
well, it
weather.
Actually smells really good.
Smells very good.
It and smells like an apple pie.
I can tell this is going to be a tummy warmer when we drink this. So if I
end up getting through this by the end of the podcast, I'm not
did
sure.
Did you do all 3 ounces?
I did. Because I didn't want to mess it up. So because then I wouldn't know how much sugar to put on.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
here we go.
So yeah, sweater weather. This was a nice little drink from the Dog Patch when we tried it down there. I can tell already by the look on your face, this is not the drink for you. Holy. It's like when you give a baby a lemon. It was that.
Like, oh my God. The Galliano's really good in it, but it's still just so strong because it's just straight hard alcohol. Well, that's warming.
I told you it'd be a tummy warmer.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mmm. See, no,
it tastes good.
It tastes really good. It's
see, after that bitterness goes away, it's actually quite nice.
It is quite nice. You know what, though, with with 3 ounces in each one of these glasses, I almost think we should pound these and then do our problem.
Oh my God.
I think that would be fun. So. Yeah, this is definitely something if you're out and about on a cold fall or winter day and you want something when you get home, almost like a hot toddy or something like
kind
that.
Of. It's kind of apple pie tasting with the, because that Galliano is kind of vanilla flavored.
And so the cinnamon kind of dresses it up a little bit.
Cinnamon makes it nice, actually.
Yeah, I really like that. So, and again, we used Maker's Mark bourbon whiskey. Thank you very much, Coach Lang, for that, for a little birthday present. And the vanilla Galliano, that's the only Galliano we could find.
Yeah, I don't know if there's other types of Galliano. But
and what was the name of that store we got it from? Is that Ace?
Ace
Liquor had it. And they had it right by the till because it was a very small.
Yeah, we couldn't find it in the liqueurs.
Yeah. So, but I like it. It's good. It's a warming drink. And Yeah, I could see me sipping on these while I'm smoking my cigars. And
yeah.
Yeah, because I do that a lot, people. I smoke a lot of cigars these days.
Yeah, there's, I think, the one probably horrible cigar from Cuba that's sitting upstairs.
Yeah, and the rest are all made of black licorice. So. Yeah. But I like it. It's good. Hmm. All right. So, and I would also recommend the Dog Patch restaurant.
Yes. Very, very good.
We went there a few months ago and tried this out. We had some fantastic food. What was the Brussels sprouts we had? Grilled Brussels sprouts?
Oh, like grilled. Yeah, it had...
With some...
It had something different. It wasn't bacon. It was something else.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good.
I know that's a horrible description.
Yeah.
But, and then today we went actually and tried the sister cafe, I guess you could say. And what was that called?
It's called Little Brick.
Little Brick.
It's a coffee shop in a old house.
And
in what's that area called?
Riverview.
It's by the Riverside Golf Course.
Riverside, yeah, Riverside. But it was probably one of the best chai tea lattes I have ever had. And of course, we threw a little Bailey's in it because it was.
Yeah, this cool coffee shop had booze, so
yeah,
it was really,
it was fantastic.
Good.
And I also tried the. Dill pickle egg salad sandwich. Oh, so good. So very good. So anyway, just a shout out for those. And they have another little coffee shop cafe attached to the Dog Patch, which was called...
That's Bread and Butter.
Bread and Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. It's
very, very cute down there. Not a lot of parking, but
it's... I would recommend it. And you know what? In our next problem that we're going to talk about after we finish with the drink here, we're going to talk about why we did that today. So anyway, that's the sweater weather from SipsNibblesBites.com. And we will be right back with today's problem. Okay, we are back, and I got to tell you, people, watching Andrea drink this drink is hilarious.
I'm very glad this is like radio and not TV.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. That's the other thing too. We're going to expand. If you guys can rate and review us enough that we actually show up on a list somewhere, we're taking it to Sips and Tips TV. That's what we're doing.
That's way more work.
We're going to launch a YouTube channel.
And I have to get dressed.
We have to build a studio in the garage. No, you don't. People want to see authenticity.
TV in my pajamas.
Yeah. I'm in my tracksuit right now. I'd do that. So, anyhow. So, again, the sweater weather drink. A hit with me. Not so much a hit with Andrea.
The flavor is really good. I cannot handle that strong. Like, I can drink a martini. Like espresso martinis that are all alcohol.
I can do fine,
but this stuff, I don't know what it is.
I can do an espresso martini or a plain martini that's got the vermouth in it.
Oh, I can't do straight vodka or
and
straight
vermouth. I like straight bourbon, straight whiskey, that kind of thing, but I can't do vermouth. It's just gross.
Vermouth is gross.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this week's email sent in by, it looks like, I don't know if this is the person's name or just what, but... we're going to call him Throwaway.
Throwaway and Away 1985.
Throwaway and Away 1985. So we're just going to call him
Throwaway.
Throwaway.
Okay.
Okay, so, and the subject line in the email states 38 male and 33 female wife wondering what married couples with kids actually do. Okay, if I'm going to read.
Sorry.
You can't drink that and make those faces. I wish you could see this, people. It's awesome.
I'm just trying to loosen up a little bit. Get some ideas.
Oh, it's going to loosen you up. Drinks. It's 3 ounces of booze. So it's going to loosen you up.
If I can actually get it down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So Throwaway writes, I guess not so much advice as much as trying to gauge what life is supposed to be like. I'm a 38 male married to a 33-year-old female for nearly 10 years. The first thing... is we have always had a dead bedroom. That's a horrible description.
That is a horrible description.
We have always had a dead bedroom. She has extremely low libido. I don't think this will ever change. I'm not happy about it and considering divorce. We have 3 young kids, 7, 4, 2. and our life is just boring. We are busy with full-time jobs and don't have much support for looking after the kids. What I'm curious about, people in the same situation, do you still go for date nights with your partner? Do you talk and have conversations about things other than kids? Or are your nights pretty much full of scrolling phones and watching TV? My wife and I have a little connection anymore, and it feels really abnormal, but at the same time, having young kids is hard, so maybe it is normal. Any insight would be appreciated. Well, yeah, three young kids are going to be hard. There's no question. However, I do believe that you can work with the time you have in a productive way to make sure that you can, or to work towards reestablishing that connection. The first thing I would do is look for, and I don't know what your financial situation is or anything like that, but look for a reliable babysitter. Once a week, once a month, every couple of weeks, you need to find a reliable babysitter, and you need to go out for date night, even if it's just a quick dinner or a coffee or something. And that's why I mentioned in our first segment where we did the drink, we were talking about the restaurant. One of the things that Andrea and I do is here probably, what was it, a month or two ago? I picked up and ordered from, ordered online the Edmonton, what's it called? The Cafe Passport?
Yep, I think so.
Cafe Passport. And it just lists a whole bunch of little hole-in-the-wall kind of niche cafes and things like that. And we make sure, we do our best to go out once a week, usually Saturday afternoons when we've got a little time in between hockey, soccer, dog classes, agility, barn hunts, and things like that.
Mine is way less than hockey.
Yours
you say hockey once, but that's 5 days a week.
It's 4 days a week. Sometimes it's 5 days a week. And we make sure to do that. And I know I do my best when we're out doing that to put my phone away and not look at it. I know it's challenging sometimes because, you know, we've only been together, what, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when the conversation is a little lacking or you're tired and you don't really feel like talking. Doesn't matter. You can always find something to chat about.
We just need to, you can go on your phone and find those because we always do that. We go and find the questions.
Yes.
Questions to talk about on a date or questions this or questions to do that.
That's a great point.
Actually. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We just don't always do it when we go to the coffee shop.
Yeah. But
sometimes you just like, okay, what are we going to talk about today?
Yep.
Well, you find something. Now that you have phones right in front of you, to make it work for you.
That's right. Use them to your advantage.
Yeah.
The other thing I would suggest too, as far as, you know, your connection, when you, if you want to repair the connection and if you want to work towards being more, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not more intimate, but more,
Well, intimate is part of it.
Connected. As
you can tell by the the dead bedroom.
The
is a
dead
problem.
Bedroom. It's haunted. That's it's a big so problem. Dead, it's haunted. Even in the evenings, you know, you mentioned that your nights are pretty much full of scrolling phones and watching TV. You have the choice to turn on the TV or pick up your phone. Just don't. Even if it's half an hour, make it a point to say, okay, kids go to bed at 8, from 8 to 9 or 8 to 8:30 or whatever. We're just going to sit and have a glass of wine or a sweater weather and talk about what went on in the day. You're going to find out from each other how you're feeling, what's going on in your life, if anything exciting happened at work or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, and you know what? I like with kids 7:42. I know for me, sometimes I just like to sit and stare at something and not have to think and make a conversation because to me that is very tiring. But we can sit and watch a show and still feel like we're
connected
because we're enjoying the same show.
Well, and that's I was
not
gonna,
scrolling on our phones through the show.
Yeah, and I was going to mention that if you, I don't know what your tastes in entertainment are like. If you know, if there's a chance that you guys could find something to watch that appeals to you both, watch it together. We get up on the weekends and we have specific shows that we watch, and we grab our coffee and we snuggle up on the couch and we watch our shows. And we're not on our phone. We are watching TV, but we're watching TV together.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? When you go out for your coffee date or whatever, you've got that to talk about, if nothing else, right? Like you create conversations based on what goes on in your everyday life or what you would like to do that day, that night, you know, the next week. But the three young kids, yes. I had two young kids at one point. It does make it tough. I was fortunate when my kids were young that we had two very, very good, very reliable babysitters who were money hungry. And we could have had them babysit 5 nights a week, probably overnights if we wanted. But there are avenues to find... Andrea just took another sip of the drink and it's hilarious. There are avenues to find those sitters. You can, there are agencies, you know, it's, you're going to get whatever effort you put into it, you're going to get returned. So if you want to be able to have date nights, go out and find that sitter so you can have date nights. If you have family nearby, have a conversation with them and just say, hey, you know what? Things aren't good. We need some time. Do you mind? Once a week, once every 2 weeks, whatever. And I'm sure that, you know, if those people care about you at all, they will set aside an hour or two so that you can go enjoy an evening alone with your partner.
Yep. And I think, too, when you talk about conversations about things other than kids, the way to do that is to find specific conversations, like that paired app.
I was going to bring that up, but I couldn't remember the app.
Even
name.
Like, there's very little you can do unless you pay for it, and I refuse to pay for stuff like that. But there's this like daily conversation that's free, and a few other things that's free, and you can send things like that. You have to, if you want to talk about not your kids, you have to, you do have to go past how was your day, because that's all you're going to get.
Yeah,
and then so you have to go into those questions. And
I find that the questions they ask are, some of them are way out in left field.
Oh yeah.
But it is a like this morning's, and I didn't respond to this morning's because actually
did
I had
even see this morning's.
I had a couple of, it was the it wanted to know what song you would want played at your funeral.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
No, oh, it was good. And I had a couple of them that I
know
was
I always
there,
I have a few. Yeah.
But you know, that's a great conversation starter. For sure.
Something and nobody's going to ask. You're not going to ask that out of your own head, probably.
No, no, absolutely not. And like Andrea said, we use this app almost daily, and it's free to a degree. There are
yeah, I mean, I'm sure if you really need to work on your relationship, that's something that might be worth. It's, I don't think it's like very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something that's worth paying
actually,
for.
I think it was on sale this month and it was only $5.99 a month.
That's a lot.
It is a lot, but I mean.
Considering the 90 other $5.99 a month that we have as well.
I can guarantee you that $5.99 a month but is going to cost less than a divorce.
No, it'll cost less than a divorce, absolutely. It's way less than therapy.
Oh, yes,
so
for sure.
If that is something that can help, then I would spend the $5.99 a month, even if it's for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find even like they have the paired on Instagram and you'll go through and you'll find their little questions, conversation questions, and you can just sit there and look at that. Like there's so many different things and you don't have to pay for it.
And you know what? At the end of every podcast, for those of you, you know, both of you who have listened to this, we sit down and we do the Our Moments cards and we do Hot Seat cards. And these are both just games that we found that are geared towards couples. And they throw out situations or questions that, much like the paired app that we were talking about, that you're not going to think of on your own.
Nope.
So,
especially not me. I'm not a conversation starter. So I need...
She's not lying, folks.
Props.
She is not a conversation starter.
I will literally sit there, and sometimes something is going on in my brain that's just not conversation worthy, and it's just random, all the crap that goes on in my head all day long, and I can't move it out of the way to actually think of something to talk about. But yeah. I'm not chatty.
No.
Unless I have something specific to talk about.
Dogs. Usually dogs.
Well, yeah. If it's dogs, I will talk lots.
But. Yeah. So.
But like stuff like this will get me talking because it gets me thinking.
Right.
But if it's small talk, like.
Well, and in all honesty, I was going to say that there must be something that both you and your partner enjoy doing and or have in common, like us and this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, this is, it doesn't take long to record. It takes very little time to set up, but it's something we do together. And then it's usually good for some laughs and some conversation, and it gives us something to talk about throughout the week, even, because I'm always looking after we post an episode, looking to see, oh, you know, we got 3 listens this month or whatever. So,
woohoo! We added a new person.
Yeah. We have somebody in Dubai. Dubai. But there's the effort will present the reward. And if you want to work on this and you know, divorce is an absolute last resort, then there are things you can do. No question. Now, as far as the dead, haunted, cryptic bedroom. Haunted. No, I added haunted.
You added.
Yeah. We didn't do a Halloween episode, so I'm going to throw haunted into everything today. With the extremely low libido, is that due to the lack of connection? Is that due to the full-time job, being tired all the time, looking after the kids, 7:30, 8 o'clock, all you want to do is fall asleep? I get that. There's no question, no doubt. Well,
for sure now, with 3 kids, yeah, you're going to run into that for sure. But you say she's always been that way.
Well, she had libido at least 3 times. Libido.
At least 3 times she did, yeah. Unless that was just, okay, we want to have a baby, let's do this.
Yeah.
Exactly. I always wonder when, and I'll say men, but it's not just men, it can be women too. If this has always been the case and you still married her,
why?
That would be a huge red flag to me, right from the get-go.
100%.
Why is that? So whether you've never had a good connection or, I mean, I can say now for sure, if you have a wife who did and now doesn't because you have 3 kids, well, there's a lot of reasons for that. 3 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe half the time they're sleeping in your bed. Or she's in their bed, or who knows what at that age, 7, 4,
especially
and 2,
with a
2
year old.
Yeah. Oh my God. but it doesn't say anything in here about if she also works or doesn't, and how are the household duties split up.
Well, it says we are busy with full time jobs.
We, okay, so both working.
So I would assume both do.
Both working, both trying to take care of the kids, both doing everything. So, you don't really see anything that she's, you know, was and refusing, and maybe you're both just too tired.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, probably are. But yeah, the more you can, I want to say, pay attention to her and make her important and feel that she matters. And I don't know, just make her feel special in some way and see if that helps. And maybe that's always been the case. Maybe that's just, but some women have a little libido. It can be hormonal.
True enough. Yep.
Like sometimes it is that way and that there's nothing they can do about it. And then she would literally have to go to a doctor to figure out why.
If it's
a medical problem.
Is it a confidence issue?
That can be too. That can absolutely be. It can be confidence. Sometimes it's actually how they're raised.
Mm-hmm.
So a woman who's been raised that they're not supposed to enjoy it, they're going to have troubles.
True enough. And I know
many reasons.
Even for, you know, myself, just to use an easy example, I don't always feel the most attractive. I don't feel sexy. I don't feel like, well, just to put it bluntly, I don't think anyone would want to see me naked. So that, if that's in her head and she's not feeling like you are attracted to her for one reason or another, I mean...
Oh, especially after three kids.
After three kids.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, you have to go out of your way to make sure she's aware that, yeah, you still find her attractive. Yeah, you still want the sexy time. You know, it's not going to just happen.
Put in an effort.
And you've got to put in the effort. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, she does too, but it's if she's the one that has trouble, then it'll need a little bit of help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know if that's been much help to you. What was this guy's name again? Throw Away and Away 1985. Yep. That is the dumbest name. Why can't you guys just be Bob or Bill? Like,
well, then the neighbors might know who they are.
That's true.
The neighbors that have the exact same problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, this is not abnormal. So, Throw Away and Away 1985. This is all very normal, and you actually have to put an effort to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no magic wand, hocus pocus, to turn this around. The one thing I was going to mention, though, and I almost forgot, was that as far as your haunted, dead, crypt keeper like bedroom,
I'm picturing like coffins and cobwebs.
Yeah, me too. And when you walk in, there's like tombstones. Creak. We have found, well, I shouldn't say we, because I had nothing to do with it. Andrea has found an advent calendar. For couples.
Yeah, that grandma, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the advent calendar for couples.
An advent calendar for couples. So that would be something that, I mean, you'd have to get her to buy into that. But, I mean, it's only November 11th. You still have time to get it before December 1st. And it was just on Amazon.
Yeah, it was really cheap. It's just a paper, and you just open it, and it tells you you have three choices of things to do. Mm-hmm. Two of them are just activities, and the third one is bedroom activities. So you choose what you want for that day. And I think December is a busy month. So I could see with three kids how probably daily you might not get, depending on how complicated it is. It actually says on the thing, some of them can be fairly complicated. So you actually should open it in the morning so that you have time to plan.
Okay.
If that's the one you choose. So it's not something that, you know, you may have to miss a few days, but so what? Keep it for the next month and do it again. Whatever. Well, who cares?
The days that you miss, you just store them all up.
You store them, yeah.
Get that reliable babysitter you went out and found.
Yeah.
And then you have a day of fun and frolic.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, just an option. If you want to spice things up or try to turn around the dead bedroom, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be fun. So.
Yeah, I think some of those... Like if you can find some questions, especially if she could text them, like that Paired app or whatever.
Yes.
And especially if it's bedroom questions, like you maybe ask and find out, because, you know, maybe she's never said why. Maybe you've never asked. Maybe neither of you have mentioned it and you're just going along.
Yeah. It is
avoiding the conversation.
It is something you have to be able to talk about.
You can do it by email or do it through texting. And if you can't think of the questions, then use these apps or something like that.
Yeah, I agree.
What would you prefer to do, this or this? And then you get more ideas. I don't know.
Well, Throw Away and Away 1985. Hopefully that helps. And, you know, for all those out there listening... And I'm going to stop saying two, because I think we're up to probably four or five. For you people out there listening, if you have suggestions or you can throw in any other advice to Throw Away and Away 1985, I'm going to call him Bill, because that's a long name. I finished my drink already, and you've barely taken a I'm going to finish yours, too.
No. I'm going to need it for hot seating, because this is where I get stressed. When oh. It's like interview questions, and I need some booze.
If you guys out there have any advice or information that you can pass along to Bill, the throwaway and away 1985 guy, again, send it to us through Facebook, the TikTok, Instagram. We're going to put up some polls on the Spotify link to the podcast, and you can actually send us voice messages that we can include in the podcast. If you go on Spotify, I believe the link is there. You can click on that and you can send us a quick little voice message right through the phone, and we'll include it in the next podcast. So anyway,
you can always message us through all of the Instagram, yes, Facebook, the DM TikTok. Us through
all of those.
You can message in there, and you could even, if you want to actually call in live, you could just.
Yeah, we can set that up too. We can set up a time to call in live. We can add you to the podcast.
Yeah.
Pardon me. And yeah. I think that's all I have for this guy. Should we move on to the Our Moments in Hot Seats?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and it's our fun portion. Not that the rest of it isn't fun, but this is kind of fun for Andrea and I. Yep. It's the Our Moments and Hot Seat portion of the podcast, where we each pick out an Our Moments card from the deck, and this is the Our Moments couples set, of course, and a Hot Seat card from the game that's all about you. So it says anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's the one where you have to, when you read out your card, I have to answer as if I'm you.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we're going to do the Our Moments first.
Okay.
And we're going to breeze through these ones because we're not running too long, but we're getting up there. So, and I picked my Our Moments card because I didn't know you when you were a child.
No. I didn't know you. No. I didn't even know when you were a young man.
Nope.
Or even a middle-aged man.
No, I was old when you met me. I was already old. So the Our Moments card I picked was, what was your favorite toy as a kid that kids don't really play with now?
My favorite that didn't play with. I played with a lot of Barbies. They're still played with. I played with all the ones that are popular, the strawberry shortcakes, all that stuff, which is kind of still back. I don't know if it was my favorite, but I did love the little record player. Do you know that? The one that was like the plastic record, and it opened up and it had the plastic records with the little dots on it, and it would play the songs. I like that. Or the other one that I really liked, actually, was my Disney records. Did you ever have those? You had the book with the little 45.
That went along with the story?
And it went along with the story, and you played it on your own little record player?
Yep. I remember having Jungle Book. And there was one other one, Davy Crockett, I think.
And I had lots.
I remember those.
I can't remember having lots.
I don't remember. I probably had lots, but the only ones that really stick out were Davy Crockett and the Jungle
Book. The one that sticks out the most to me was the Rescuers.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why. And when you turn the page, it made that little noise.
Oh.
Well, I don't know why I remember that so well, but I remember the Rescuers really well for some reason. I think that's the one that I remember well.
Hmm.
First, I don't know, maybe whoever was reading it was really, really good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Perhaps.
So that was one thing I liked. I don't know. Barbies was my biggest thing, and they're still played with, so.
Yeah. I was trying to think of my favorite toy as a kid that kids don't really play with now. And the only one I could come up with was the Evel Knievel motorcycle that you cranked and then shot out. And you could make it do jumps and all that kind of stuff. I liked that one.
Yeah.
And, of course, Evel Knievel's. Yeah, sticks. We played with sticks, and we carved on cave walls. Yes. I think they call them hieroglyphics now.
When you actually played outside.
Yeah, we were
outside. That's what I liked.
We were outdoors.
I liked riding my bike outside.
Yep. And we used to play Hot Wheels with all the little cars and trucks outside, and Tonkas. Mm-hmm. I remember Tonkas. Yeah.
I think kids still play with that stuff.
Yeah, that's why the only one I can think of that kids really don't play with today would be the Evel Knievel crank bike.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. What's your Our Moments card?
Okay. How much money do we need in the bank?
All of it. We need all the monies.
In the bank?
I don't. That's a weird question. How much money do we need? We need enough that we can get a little bit bigger house.
Yeah.
Quit work and golf every day.
That's a lot.
So, yeah.
That's a lot in the bank.
So we need a lot. Yeah, that's a That's a weird question. To me, anyway.
No, it's actually a really good couple question.
Is it?
It is.
I don't think it is.
Because it's an extremely important thing to talk about before you get married.
Which we did not do.
No, we did not.
No.
Which is why everything is so separate, because I'm stressed out by it.
Meh. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to eventually retire someday, but I don't know that it's ever going to happen.
Well, yeah. I feel like that question is a little bit about how much should we have just in the bank right now for just in case. That's kind of what that question means.
Oh, just in case?
Like, right? Like how much should you just,
like in general, emergency fund?
Have in the bank saved, not just spent because you have it every month, but actually putting a certain amount in the bank every month to have for, you know, what happens if you broke your leg and couldn't work? What happens if this? What happens if that? Right?
That's what insurance is for.
How much money?
I can't answer that question because
unless you broke your leg at work, there's no insurance that's covering that.
I'd find a way to break it at work.
I fell out of my truck.
I fell out of my truck on a Sunday afternoon at the beer store. Yes. I was stressed out from work. So I went to the beer store and fell out of my truck, broke my leg. It's all your fault. Yes. I don't really know how to answer that because it's...
This is why this is a good couple's question.
It is a good couple question.
Because I can tell you how to answer this.
Throw away and away 1985. Don't ask this question. This isn't one that you want to spice up the haunted bedroom.
Sure. I wasn't going to pick this one because I knew. I'm like, oh, that's a sore spot. Should I ask?
No, it's not a sore spot. I just don't have an answer for it. Like, I don't know what.
So that's the big difference between me and you.
Yeah. Yep, it is.
Like, that kind of thing is on my mind all the time.
That's a big difference, and you guys couldn't see it, but in the break, Andrea gave me her drink. Because she couldn't finish it, so.
Oh, I couldn't. It was making my stomach upset. Like, I just, I even tried adding some tonic water, and no. I'm having
Nanaimo bar.
Nanaimo bar on ice is way better.
Whatevs. Okay, so hot seat, because I have no answer for your Armour's question. Mm-hmm. So
for another day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to ask you this, and you're going to answer it as though you were me.
Yes.
Which celebrity would I most want to be friends with?
Well, I'm going to say Gord Downie.
He would be one for sure. Yep. If he were still with us.
Yes.
R.I.P. Gord. Yep.
Costner?
Let's go with somebody alive. And
Kevin Costner's alive.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah. He wouldn't have been my go-to, I don't think. But
no? Give me a hint.
Another.
Like if it's a sports, movies, music, this is a musician?
Musician.
You don't want to be friends with a musician. Mm-hmm. That's not Gord Downie. Bruce Springsteen.
Yes. I think that would be very cool to be just to hang out with the boss for a little bit. And if it were sports, the sports figure, I would, do you know who my sports figure would be? It's My favorite hockey player ever. Listen to his podcast.
Oh, some spitting chiclets guy? I don't know.
No, he's not a chiclet guy. Although I do like that podcast. It's not.
Is he an old guy?
He is an old guy. Yep.
I'm not going to remember names.
Number six, Russ Cortnell. Oh God, I wouldn't have had a clue. Montreal Canadiens. Yep. Russ Cortnell and Jim Jerome have a podcast called The Suspendables, which I listen to very much.
I've heard you talk about that podcast. Yeah,
yep. Because Cortnell, when I was growing up, was my favorite hockey player, and I did get to see him play live twice, once in an alumni game and once in a game here in Edmonton when he played for the Los Angeles Kings against the Oilers. It was good. Mm. So what celebrity would you most want to be friends with? I'm going to say Cesar Millan. No?
You know me so well. I would like to sit down with him, but I not as a would. Friend.
Yeah.
It would be a very heated conversation, and you might want to get the police involved eventually. But.
I'm going to say for you, and I thought about this a little bit when I saw that card, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, actually, I would love to just sit down with Ricky Gervais. I think him and I would be would be good friends.
I know.
I think we pretty much think the same on many, many, many topics. Yep. And we could talk about dogs all day.
Yeah.
Because he's such a dog person, animal person.
Okay, what's your hot seat card? And I'm answering this like I'm you.
Yeah, so you have to be me.
Okay.
What one word, remember one word, sums up my experience with the opposite sex?
Disappointing.
You had no hesitation there at all.
None. None whatsoever.
Oh my God, yeah.
Was I right?
I mean, you're certainly on the right track.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That's good. Disappointing. Yep.
So it's saying it nicely.
Yeah. Yes. Aggravated, irritated, disappointed. Yeah, I don't know. How would you sum it up in one word?
I don't know which word other than those. I'd have to go through a thesaurus.
Keeping in mind, folks, this doesn't include me.
No, this was all before.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's restored my faith in the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It wasn't easy. I'm not going to lie. And it tries my patience daily, but I'm doing my best.
It tries your patience.
Well, that was good. I like that. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what my one word would be.
I don't know what your one word would be either.
Mystifying.
Mystifying.
Confusing. That's a good one.
That's man's answer.
That's my word.
Confusing.
My experience with the opposite sex has been confusing.
I'm not confusing.
No, you're not confusing. Not at all.
I'm pretty...
Yep.
Right there.
Black and white.
You're not going to get games from me.
Nope. Here it is. For sure. All right. Well, that's it. That's the Sips and Tips Season 3, Episode 2. Remember to go on to your, wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's Google, Spotify, Apple.
Apple. I don't know any others.
Oh, there's lots.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm assuming most people just go through Apple and Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating. If there's an opportunity to jot down a little review, please do so. And we will be back every other weekish, probably. Not going to say every week because it's probably not going to happen. But
yeah, we tried for the Halloween episode and...
Too much going on.
Hockey happened.
Hockey.
And a party.
Birthday parties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway... We look forward to the next episode. We might even bring on a couple of special guests at some point in the near future. A third wheel, so to speak, to make my experience with the opposite sex even more confusing.
And it's going to be a girl because that'll be even better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gang up on me. All right, folks. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. This has been a Three Times Twice podcast production.